Parshas Va'era, we have here, it starts in the middle, where there's supposed to be some sort of tshuva to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Moshe Rabbeinu had Eslo Meroisa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misleading to him, and he says, Va'era Lavro Mitzvah Yaakov B'Kel Shaka, Shmei Hashem Dati Lehem, and so on. So Chazal say over here, Chaval Da'ovin Le'mishtakhin, that the others looked around, and they, I promised them everything, and Lemaisa, they didn't complain, and so on. There's a nima of criticism on Moshe, but Becholzais, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma that there's some sort of tshuva over here, and we need to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being masvid to him. What is the answer to the Lama Raisa? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what he's going to do, it says that and so on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring back to the bris with the Avos, and in the bris with the Avos, he said that two things will happen. One is that it doesn't even say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. If you take a look back at the lashon of the bris ben Absarim, the way it was written, it says Yadea Teira Kigeria Zacha Ba'ara Etzlehem Avodimin Oisam Arba Meishana. So it says there'll be a tkuf of Arba Meishana. Doesn't say reason for it, and it doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them. What it does say is Vegam Esagoya She'avoidu Don Anochi. I will mishpit the Uma that's going to that will enslave you. Va'acha ken yetsa b'chush gadol, and then you'll leave b'chush gadol. There's nothing over here. It doesn't even say I'll save them at that point or anything. It's sort of just the additional thing. What happened, like sort of ikka chasim and asefa? Why didn't say then I'll take them out? I'll be matzel them. Like over here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefarit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here says, okay, Shemati Naksa Yisrael, Lechenim Yisrael Ni Hashem, Vaitseis Yashem Vatsavas Mitzrayim, Yitzalti Yashem Vadosim, Galti Yashem, and so on and so forth. That whole piece that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step in and save them doesn't say over there. I mean, by omission, you have it, because if he's going to be shefet, the country that's going to be mavid them, and he's going to give them chush gadol, so obviously they're going to go out and they're going to be geulim. But that's the point that should have said there, and it doesn't say that at all. Whereas over here, it seems as if he has to spell it out. Okay. I was a kemoisis brisi itom, and so on, so I am going to take them out, and don't worry about it. So we need to understand what is the meaning, what would be the meaning of the mishpat and the rechush gadol, and not tell us anything about the geul itself. Why is it that way? That seems to be ikka. The pasuk over here also seems to delineate the difference between others and them is the difference in Kel Shakai and Havaya. That that might be the teretz to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I've only been Mizgala Kel Shakai, I haven't been Mizgala with Shmi Hashem. What Kel Shakai is, so the Rishonim speak about it. The Ebenezer says that Kel Shakai is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishadeid Marchais HaTeva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu meddles in the functioning of the world. And the Ebenezer says, surprisingly, that it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do any overt nisim that were connected to HaTeva for the Avos. And now would come a parasha of overt nisim. It's hard a little bit because we have many Masoros Chazal about overt nisim that were done for the Avos, being saved from the Eish and so on and so forth. So we'll assume the Ebenezer's pshat with a knetch. None of those nisim that happened to the Avis were written Torah Shebekhtav. Valei Davahu. Why not? I mean, if Nisim are important to teach us Hashkach and so on and so forth, why isn't anyone in Nisim and Chazal give us from Seiris written over there? So, obviously, the difference between Kel Shakai and Havaya is something to do about those Nisim being written in Torah Shebekhtav versus Torah Sheba'al Peh. And we want to understand a little bit what that is about. One more nekuda that is different, that's unique, is the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos speaks, it's the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. Rambam Mor Nevuchim discusses the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. And he says, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Klal Yisrael ask him Mashmoy? They had a Maseiris of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rambam Mor Nevuchim says that until Moshe Rabbeinu's time, every single incident of Nevuah was a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone had a dream, had a mara, whatever it is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mitzaveh, or rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell somebody to be mitzaveh other people was unique. If somebody that someone should come along and say, you know, do this, v'lakachtem, mishchu, kchu, all of these tzivuyim are unique to Moshe, and therefore it's something that was strange to them, and that's why they asked, who's the one that's sending you? And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eke. It's obviously the pshat, the tfis and the Rambam can't be that, I guess, Moshe Ma'adav Adoyme, if normally I see somebody wearing something with thin stripes, and now the stripes are broader, I ask, who's this person? It's broad stripes, not thin stripes. Obviously, some darga of shinui is expected. Every time you meet somebody, there's some sort of shinui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have two nevuahs that are the same. So every time there's a nevuah, one could have asked, what's this, what's that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzaveh what to do, at first glance, doesn't sound to us such a radical departure from what one expects. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell them personally what to do. He told Avram to have a bris milah, and he told Yitzhak not to leave Eretz Yisrael, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell them what to do, but there never was a matzav where somebody came along and said, Rabbi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to be mitzavah to do this and this. So it is a shinui, but is it such a profound shinui that should evoke a question of, wait, it can't be the same person? It really, really has to be a radical departure. And that's something that we have to be aimed on to understand a little bit the side of the shina that's happening to Bria now. I saw someone says the following ha'ara, that it's really fits well with the Rambam in a different way. The Rambam, when he says that the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Klal Yisrael, all of them were as per need. And therefore, he says, our Emunah does not rest on all the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael until Matan Torah. And the reason is that there's anything that's just a maifis is open for question and doubt. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? He did it per need. Mashayin Kain, Maimar HaSinai is the Shoresh HaEmunah because it's a gilui rather than a maifis. That's the Rambam in Mishnah Torah we've seen many times. So somebody wanted to apply similar. The nisim that happened to the others were all needed. At the moment, they were tzeirah hashah, so to speak, not on hager kavua. Let's understand it in its full meaning, what that context is. the whole sequence of events in Mitzrayim really, really did not need to go the route it went. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have stepped in immediately with Makas Bechayris. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu just could have killed all the Mitzrayim, like the by Sancheiriv. Period. Forget about it. To save Klal Yisrael, there wasn't any need whatsoever to go through this whole parsha. The parsha of the Makis is almost as if it's the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael in order to give Makis. He said, "An chizakas leiv paroi v'salalti bo, lamatasaper v'azavincha," and so on. It's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Paro the ability to withstand it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu unleashed every makkah that was possible, and when it was through, finally Paro gave in. What was the point of that? It's not, as opposed to, let's take Avraham Avinu going to Kivshna Eish. So Avraham is Kivshna Eish. Kivshna Eish burns people, destroys people. He needed to be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cooled it. That was it. There was nothing more happening. There was no need for anything else. Masha'in Kain, over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Mahalach for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Paro in every way possible in order to go through the whole process. In short, the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way it came out, the way it unfolded, was not needed whatsoever to go out of Mitzrayim. There was some other tachlis over here. And the tachlis was for the Gilui of Havaya versus the Gilui of Kel Shakai. And let's understand it. In every context, there's always Kavua and Arai. I have two people. I walk into a home and I see two people living there. I have an Iboilahu. Is Ruvain the Balabayas and Shimon the tenant? Or Shimon the Balabayas and Ruvain the tenant? Both are equally feasible. Or it could be two people that have grabbed hold of a house and Shnayim Oichsin, so to speak, and they're struggling over it. The relationship of the two in terms of Iker and Tuffel, in terms of Balabayas and Soicher, is not clear to me looking at that. The Hanhaga of Kel Shakai is a Kodesh Baruch Hu overriding Teva. And therefore, that anhaga in itself is a distortion of the emes. Moshe Ma'adav Adayma, let's say a person has a house, and some crazy person moved in, and this crazy person thinks he's a balabas. So imagine that I let him prav a balabatishkeit, but when I need something, I'm strong enough to block him out. So that, let's say when he tells me you can't take any food from the kitchen, I prohibit it, at that point I pin him down and I take what I want and let him go again. So my action has not in any way changed that perception. There's still a balabayas, and the balabayas might be the other person, and I'm there. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the way the world appeared leading up to Mitzrayim, was that the world belongs, for it's not something Adam, the world belongs to people. The crowning, tip of the pyramid, was the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were an extraordinary culture, nation. They seemed to be extremely developed in every way possible. Very strong and very powerful, and it was mankind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was not, so when the others were around, The first step was the Hakar of Kel Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a force in the world that can overcome and overpower any other force in the world. That's a sheker. That's a sheker because if I come to a country that I'm a citizen, and I come with a visa, there's a dagger of sheker to it. It's my country, and I have a right to be there because it's my country. If I come with a visa, I'm really, in a certain sense, portraying something that's wrong. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to come in and to ask for permission, then, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong enough to get his way, so we have no doubts HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get his way if he wants. But the picture that comes out is sheker. That's why those nisim that happened to the others, their only tachlis was as per need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to save Avram from the Kivshin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to the Kvitzas HaDerech Reisfel Yeza. We needed it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted it to us. But Torah Shebeksav are only the things that are an emes mitzad atzmam. The Maral says in many places, he's describing a difference between an emes that's muchlat to an emes that's akrai. For instance, let's say somebody is a musician, because he loves music, he plays music, he's very, very talented in music, so he works playing music, so calling him a musician is an emes at the heart of the matter. If a person doesn't have any money and somebody taught him how to bang a few drums, and he can go around make a few dollars by strumming a guitar, he doesn't care for it all that much, that good, and that's the only thing he gets for parnassus until he's able to do something else. Calling him a musician is, well, if a musician is somebody who plays music, so he's playing music. But that musician part of him is bakroi, not be'etzim. To the Maral, that's a tremendous afchana between emes and sheker. So to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of the one who saved Avram, it's wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to save people. Having saved people means Nimrod is a strong guy. He can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can wrestle it away from him. The Hanhaga with others was Kael Shakai. And therefore the Hanhaga Nisius of it, the Aftachis and the Kiyum and the Toiv and the Emes that the others, what stayed in the Torah is as follows. The Toiv and the Emes that the others did, the haftachis that would be nitzchias, and occasionally things that were wrong, and the Torah points it out. But things that happened, mechiras, the mechiras Yosef by his brothers, are something that's still part of us, and b'meil that's also in the Torah. But things that events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did because as per need, that's not something that's not Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, which fills in the lemaisa, the blanks, when we need to know pshat and we're missing information, Torah Shebaal Peh brings that into us. That Avram came from here, and this is what happened, this, why that. But that's not Torah be'etzim, and has no makom Torah Shebeksav. So, the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously was Kael Shakai. And the reason was, because every yachid in the Bria, a yachid in the Bria be'etzim, is a fluke. The biggest tzaddik in the world does not teach us about sitkis, it teaches about the tzaddik. So if I see a big tzaddik, I say, wow, he's a big tzaddik. If I see somebody is a gevaldik goyin in learning, and he tells me that it's because of his derech halimud, I'm a stopik. Maybe it's because he's very bright, maybe because he was very committed, maybe because he's very dedicated. Maybe that derech fits him because his mind is peculiar. But if somebody has a yeshiva with people and all of them are gedoy l'Torah, so I say the derech is it, the mahalach is it. That's the difference. So others, because they were yechidim, were not the vehicle for Havaya and the Bria. So the world in the time of the Avos, because of Avos, and the Hanhaga was Kel Shakai, So all it did was, it HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nisim, but only because there was a specific need to be matzal the tzaddik. That's on Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be matzal the tzaddik in Eis Tzara, but it's not, the Neis Sheboi is not something at all that is, that that is, becomes part of the Atzmis of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing the Anhaga. When Klai Yisrael moves into becoming an Ummah is a Metzias. If an Ummah acts in a certain way, it's a Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga changed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga would now be very different. From the vantage point of Klai Yisrael, let's understand the difference. Avraham Avinu, his Emunah drasha was where does the sun come from, and if you see that the sun sets because the moon rises, isn't the moon stronger? And if you see the cloud covers the sun, isn't the cloud stronger? And is the wind stronger? And is that? It was by deductive reasoning. He sat a person down for a meal, the person ate, and then he said bench, because if not, you owe me the money. All of it was kind of alumnus, that if you look around nature and you misboinein and misamik, in the nature itself it leads you to something that must be a step before that. That's sort of the so Kel Shakai is a god that is within the context of a Bria. But it needs a context. It doesn't, Kel Shakai cannot refer to a god that's not within the Bria. When I say somebody is stronger than everything else, if I take the word everything else away, my sentence loses meaning. If I say Reuven is smarter than Shimon by far, and Shimon doesn't exist, I said nothing. So when I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kel Shakai, and nothing else is around, it doesn't exist. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name Kel Shakai in the Torah is used by the Ovis, used 5-6 times by the Ovis, by the Bris, by Yaakov twice, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the advent of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui in the Bria would change from Kel Shakai to Havaya. Havaya means that becomes the Metzias of the Bria. That is the Bria. The Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else is ancillary to it, is a product of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked him what's his name, say Eheke. Eheke means I am in the process of becoming Havaya. That's what it means. That's, the Rambam says Eheke is nigzer from Havaya. What it means is the process of becoming. I'm preparing to appear as Havaya. That's my Metzias. Think the world would change tremendously. And that's the oimik of what the Rambam means in Mor Nevuchim when he says no one had ever come and been mitzavet tzivuyim. I want to understand exactly what is the chiddush of being mitzavet tzivuyim. If I come along and I describe a law of nature, so I describe the Metzias Kayemis. If I'm stronger than you and I tell you, you have to do this, that's not a tzivui. I force you to do it. Mali, if I tell you to do it and I aim a stick at you, Or if I push it to do it with a stick, it's the same thing. It doesn't make any difference. That tzivui is not a tzivui. That tzivui is my ability to make it happen. Nevuah until that time was a person understanding a different mitzias, a Kadosh Baruch Hu communicating with somebody. That's if there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's an intrusion in the Bria. It's not a Metzias. Tzivuyim, and this is an important point to remember. Tzivuyim are things that are a metzias, no different than other metzias. Let's understand it. If I tell somebody, if a scientist has the laws of science, of metzias, that's the metzias kayemis. That's the way things are. They exist and they are what they are. Okay? Some people, there's a philosophy. Some people think this is a good thing. Some people think this is a good thing. Some people think that's a good thing. That's very nice. But there's nothing, it doesn't, it's that's not a metzias in any sense of the word. I can't call it a metzias because it's a thought. And what's made it a metzias? There's a debate amongst thinkers about their concept of a natural morality. Are there ethics or morals, natural law, that are a metzias the same way that other things are a metzias? Can it be said that stealing is a metzias that in of a different type, but still as strong as a metzias as the laws of gravity? Miskol Rishon, no. Mechatesa. The world of mitzvahs as tzivuyim, meaning this is a tzivuy, and a tzivuy is the backbone of the Bria, these are tzivuyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't exist. Lemaisa, the Rambam makes a big point out of when he explains the Mishnah Chulin, none of the mitzvahs beforehand, none of the mitzvahs that he gave to others remained as mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael. For us, tzivuyim are at Matan Torah. It's recommendations. Let's put it that way. If somebody recommends to me a doctor, let's take an example. A doctor can recommend to me my course of action. If you take this and this, you'll live. If you don't, you'll die. So that's not a tzivuy. It's a recommendation. And no one can say I did wrong. The word right and wrong is rests on an understanding that there's a metzias like that, and that had never happened before. And Klal Yisrael asked, and that's what Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a new tkufa is beginning in the world, where Torah tziva lanu Moshe, it's going to be a world of tzivuyim. There's dibris, there's mamarim, there's asorim mamarim zivu olam, there's vaydaber lekim. And there's a Vedabal Kim of the Bria, there's the Vayoyma of the Bria, and then there's the Vayidaber of Aseres HaDibris. What's that? That's a God that they hadn't seen before. The obvious was Kel Shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great one, who is bigger than the Bria, and it's Kedai to be kosher to him. But to the Her the Elikus, as the core mitzvahs of the Bria, that a person should be meisah nefesh for a mitzvah, there's a new world. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim in the world exists not only, since the etz atzmis the world is a devar Hashem, the devar Hashem exists in two parts. There's the devar Hashem of the Asar Mamoris, and there's the devar Hashem of tzivuyim. And tzivuyim would be, and the fact is, it's not a personal recommendation to me, it's not a yochid, it's to everybody. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke. Whenever he's spoken before, and he told Avram to do a bris milah, it's a message to Avram. And b'meila, it doesn't exist, that's not a bris, is not a metzias, it's a personal growth mahalach for Avram Avinu. That's not a metzias. Anything that's tailor-made to a yochid is not a metzias. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, and it speaks to everyone, that's a different world. And that's what he told him, Erekah Sheerekah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now start being Megala himself, as Metzias itself. And B'meila, any Tzivui, the place where we're Taifis, the difference, is in the world of Tzivuyim. If we do the Mitzvahs as Tzivuyim, and that Mahalach, then it becomes, then we understand it as a Metzias. If we do it differently, then it's an imposition to within a world. We asked, so where was the teretz here? What exactly was the response? Why didn't he say anything to Bishan Absarim that he's going to save them and so on? The answer is like this. The Maral says in many places that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about a new Havaya, you need a hefsed of the previous one. In other words, if let's say the Indians were living here, and today we have our nation, so one way of looking at it would be, how did this nation evolve from the Indians? So we might be strikingly different than the Indians, but the fact that we look at it as an evolution of what was there before. So we might be at this stage very, very different than the Indians, but because you can trace a path. So Betzim, it's an Indian developed 200 years later. If what happened was you slaughtered out the Indians, then this is a new world, because it's not a hemshach of anything else there before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now changing the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have slipped us out from the back door, he would have cast the darkness over Mitzrayim and a lantern to take us out from the back door of Mitzrayim, then there wouldn't be Havaya Chadasha. That would be Shirut Marachas. That's the Mishir Marachas. He would have gotten the better of Mitzrayim for a moment. So in the world also, if somebody overpowers somebody else, that's not a hafkor of the first person, it's an overpowering. Two things happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu drained Mitzrayim of every nekuda. In other words, he gave them the koyach. It's just like, a country that's a bardas doesn't fight the last drop of blood. They make a cheshbin as to at what stage do they need to preserve themselves and fight for another day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Pare the strength to keep resisting as long as there was a Pesach to resist. As long as there was a chetimtza for Pare to think he would better it, he would get out of it, we let him go. The fact that every single nekuda was drained meant that Paroi, and that's not only Paroi, it's a tfisa. That tfisa of the world was completely, it needed to come to a matziv where Paroi himself would be moida and say, go, I don't want you anymore. It's not the pshat that we walked out despite Paroi. It's Paroi had to come and say, I give up. And when he thought that they're running away, he came and went after Mitzrayim. In the Yam Suf, he came with Mitzrayim and ran after them. Until, in other words, as long as there's a possibility for Mitzrayim to prove itself, it had to prove itself. It's only when you utterly devastate Mitzrayim, in both ways, by breaking them and taking out everything good in Mitzrayim, so that Mitzrayim no longer has anything left, that it's possible to bring about a new tefisa and understanding. I remember, as long as communism existed, people thought that there's some good points to it. People felt, you know, some ways it's bad, but it means good. They mean well. Whatever. Had it been overpowered in a war, it wouldn't have proven that it's bad. It would have sachakol, we were stronger. But when it collapsed utterly, in every aspect, it collapsed, and it collapsed itself, and it was nisgala as being nothing. That's when it was shaykh to understand that there must be something else is right. This is utterly wrong. The milchama with Mitzrayim was that Mitzrayim should try in every way possible, whether it was through Mikneh or through Sus or whatever it was, and every possibility when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shafed them. Don Anoichi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not take it away from them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be down them nekuda nekuda, and Klal Yisrael will take out anything there that's good, will become part of it. That means that it's a new Metzias. And therefore, and it's all Klal Yisrael. It's not Mitzrayim. It's all Klal Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Lomai Reisa, if the Matara was to save Klal Yisrael, you're right. Then all we need to do is just pick ourselves up and walk off, and that's enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassured him. He told him, yes, I will be matzal them. I heard their voice, I'll be matzal them. That's for sure coming. But the process that's going to happen is a very different process. It's going to be a process where, in every which way possible, Mitzrayim can't, and therefore, that's when there'll be a Haidos Baldin and a Shinui from one Anhaga to another Anhaga. That there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bemelet Tzivuyim are not, anything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same Metzias as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Avaya Be'ika was in Skala to the world of Matan Torah. Rashi says by the Noikev Shem Hashem, how did he know the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said he heard it at Sinai. Sinai is the Markum where there was that is Galus. The Maral says this a lot by Legabi, why it had to be a churban before there could be a binyan of another bias, because once if the Yesodis were bare on the old bias, you need to completely remove it so that there's a havaya chadasha. You're not creating something new unless unless what's there before is completely gone. The Maral says a lot in Netzach, the Yesodis use in Netzach a lot. I want to a little bit bring a nekuda that's negeh to us out of this. It's certainly a hashkafa on understanding Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and the Shinui, and so on. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing now, and so on. But I want to be omer on a nekuda in the world of Torah and Mitzvahs also. Every mitzvah, when taken as a mitzvah, represents an imposition. In other words, I want to eat today. No, it's a tainus today. You can't eat. I want to greet somebody. No, it's before davening. You can't greet somebody. And so on. I want to eat this. You're not allowed to eat this. The world of mitzvahs is an imposition. A person whose tfisa is only the world of mitzvahs lives two things: a difficult life. Just so many taxes you can pay until you opt out to change countries. You don't keep paying taxes oddly safe. So it's a very, very difficult life. It's also, there's an akud of sheker to it. If you had to ask somebody, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The honest answer would be, the guy who makes life difficult for me. He's always putting his surim down, and mitzvahs down, and so on and so forth. And yes, of course, I owe it to him. Imagine I owe somebody, let's think a second about the Hakaras HaTov analogy. Let's say I owe somebody a lot of Hakaras HaTov. Person saved my life. Great Hakaras HaTov. No way I can do anything. But this person, let's take an example. Let's say somebody is a phenomenal doctor, saved my life, but charged a fee for it that I have to work day and night for the rest of my life to pay him back for it. Or somebody did to me a tremendous favor, and day in, day out, five times a day, he's asking for favors in return. So, you know, I'm Makatov. But it's irritating, it's annoying, there's a sense of something wrong about it, and it's very, very hard to keep doing it. The same favor problem. Yes, the first favor a person asks me, but the 19th favor, it's very, very difficult. So when a person lives with the mentality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzaveh onto a world that exists before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, at least emotionally, a person feels this way. Every person feels, I'm first, and then when I got old enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered my life. At Bar Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked into my life. It's imposition. A person who's a Ben Torah, and a Ben Torah means his mind is full of Torah. He understands the world through a different perspective. Right, for a person who is not a Ben Torah, and he has an Nisayon with honesty. Again, here's money. It's money that I would love to have. And my instinct is any money I would love to have by right should be mine. Just that's what a young child thinks. Anytime he sees something they would like to have is his. And either a patch or a scream or a yell, or if he's refined, on his conscience somebody says, well, it's wrong to do it, and if it's wrong to do it, you shouldn't take it. But there's a sheirish there that's not touched by it. But when I understand the world in terms of metzias, that the metzias of the world is not through the perspective of what I would like to have, but what I in fact do have and don't have, that's for a person who's a Ben Torah, means that tzivuyim of the Torah carry the toikif and metzias. They carry the reality of other things. Of what to us is only in the true in the physical world, then it's a very different picture. Just like I don't want to eat something that's not healthy to eat, I don't want to eat something that is wrong to eat, because kashrus is not different than something that's not good for you. I see it as the same metzias, because tzivuyim to me is one and the same with metzias. Then it's a whole different life. First of all, it's more pleasant, much more pleasant, much easier, because I'm not fighting myself. Let's say a person who has some diabetes, and there's something that he's not allowed to eat, and he's very tempted to eat it. It's a struggle, but he understands the struggle as being outside. I know I shouldn't eat it. I know it's good for me not to eat it, and I know I'll feel much better if I don't eat it, but I have this thing in me that's called Taibas Achila, and I want to eat it. That's a much easier Nisayon than I want to eat it, but my doctor yelled at me and said, oh, yeah, yeah, my father yelled at me, or whatever it is. Two worlds, it's worlds apart in terms of the ease of doing it. And secondly, in terms of emes, it's not an arbitrary gzeira that somebody said you can't eat this or you can't eat that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you can't eat this, then it's not different than if the doctor says you can't eat it. What's the difference? It's Misha Omevoya Oilam, there's Goyza Mekayim, and there's Omevoisa, it's the same thing. That's not any different. Klal Yisrael's high moment is Matan Torah, and that's when there's a Gili of Havaya, because it restructures our entire sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias and Sivuyim as being existence itself. And that transition came about only through squeezing Mitzrayim till the end. It meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not save us, did not pull us out through the back door. He took us out. He told Pari, we're going to walk out through the front door and you're going to escort us out. Because we're not interested in saving Klal Yisrael is a stepping stone for bringing a whole new Metzias into the Bria. It's as bininous for why it's so important to become a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah means where our tefisa of the Metzias is Torahic. Where for us, the Munachim and Musagim of the Gemara, the axioms, the terminology, the understandings of Gemara, is to us as real as the descriptions and logic of science. It is one and the same. It should be one and the same to us. It is one and the same in the Metzias. Keil Shakai is the beginning. The first step, that when a Yid was carries the Bris Mila, which is the first Bris in his life, that a person is carries the Bris of Keil Shakai. Mila is imposed on us. It's done when you ben Shmoina Yomim, and it's imposed on us. The Bris of Torah, which is the second Bris, is a Bris that is the Bris of Havaya. It's the Bris that a person needs to get into, because you can force people to do mitzvahs, you can't force people to learn, because you won't learn, and where learning means understanding, perceiving, perception. It doesn't come val karcha. But if we understand that pushing ourselves to learn and to think in learning and to think and understand, that gives us havayadikat tfisa debriya. It's emes, so much more emes than if we stay at the darga of just on the position of mitzvahs. And when we make that effort, everything becomes so much easier because we're doing things that are natural. The tfis of whether it's natural or unnatural is whether we're stuck at Kel Shakai or we're in the Havaya mode. The person's out, when a person learns Torah and his Kriyas Bris with Torah, and the same Dargas Kriyas Bris, the same effort and the same intensity, then the person himself creates a shinui in his life, both in terms of his ability to mekayim mitzvahs, and both to a tfisa of the world of mitzvahs and Torah, that's the emes lamita. Chance.